the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
We're back, folks, starting our final hour of our Sunday extravaganza. We're on every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Get informed on today's top stories.
And the, Paul, I wanted to throw this out there to you. And William, stay on the line with us. I don't mean to change the topic, but I want to squeeze this in because it's coming up tomorrow. Prime Minister Trudeau, Paul, is going to meet with Trump tomorrow. This could be something.
Yes, there's a lot of trepidation up here in Canada. The elite are still gobsmacked by the Donald Trump victory. Practical minds are saying, though, that we have to forge a good relationship with President Trump, particularly because we are so dependent on the two-way trade. Canada more so than the United States, but we are both each other's biggest customer. So the government and senior civil servants have been doing a lot of liaising with senior civil servants in Washington and with members of the cabinet, and they're going to be on their very best behavior. And it's widely thought that Trudeau will try to be charming and will not bring up areas with which he violently disagrees with the president. For instance, he believes in man-made climate change. He, of course, is an open-door immigration guy, and so on. So they're going to – I think the emphasis will be on areas we agree on in trade. When I say we, I mean the government of Canada, not you and me. I think, though, the immigration thing may come up because of that latest, and I've got to say, contrived story about the two-year-old little Somali saying, I'd rather die. And it'll be interesting what comes out of that, because I don't think the American government under Donald Trump can compromise. And the Canadian, the public opinion polls show that people are not in favor of taking in more hordes of these people in Canada, although the Prime Minister's preference would be to. So it's going to be an interesting meeting.
Could you give our audience just a little sketch of the Canadian scene with what's the story on Trudeau?
Well, Trudeau is something of an airhead. He is a leftist. He is a big supporter of the homosexual agenda. He identifies himself as a feminist, even though he's married and has a couple of kids. So he's a feminist. He's pro-Muslim, pro-Sikh, pro-homosexual, very much pro-Native Indian. So he's not too much in favor of the white founding settler people.
Paul, is there anything Canadian about Mr. Trudeau?
Well, no, not a whole lot. In fact, he himself says that Canada is the first post-national state, and that Canada really doesn't have a culture. And he downplays, of course, the European and British culture. Then, our founding people, the people who built this country, are Europeans. They're our founders, founding settler people. Well, Trudeau would like people to believe that actually we're just a blank slate. So you can come in from anywhere. You can come in from Somalia. In fact, our new Minister of Immigration is a Somali refugee immigration lawyer and the former head of the Canadian Somali Association. Well, we know who he supports, who takes care of the interests of Canadians. So Trudeau doesn't really believe in the nation state. So he is a huge bud of George Soros. When he was not long after he was elected in October 2015, early last year, 2016, Trudeau was over there in Davos, Switzerland, which is a snake's pit of these new world order types. And George Soros apparently put a grandfatherly paw on his shoulder and approved of his young protege. So Trudeau is very much in the anti-nationalist invasion camp, but the practicalities are, and I think he knows this. The practicalities are, you can't really completely thumb your nose at the American giant next door. So it's going to be a very interesting meeting.
Yes, and you know, I'm just looking here at the profile of Justin Trudeau. And folks, you may remember the name of his father, Pierre Trudeau, who was a Canadian prime minister and who's now dead. But he's this guy, Justin Trudeau, 45 years old. He almost looks, Paul, it's a very interesting kind of a, you know, he's sort of a Hillary Clinton. He is he's such a contrast to Donald Trump. This is going to be very interesting to see how the two men, you know, what sort of sparks fly or what sort of dancing around they have to do.
Yeah, and it's very much in Canada's interest and certainly in the interest of the prime minister to be as nice as possible. He's not going to be going down there to duke it out with Donald Trump, because when Donald Trump revisits the NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, we don't want to get the short end of the stick. It's very important to the Canadian economy, and it's going to be pointed out to President Trump, and I'm sure he already knows this, the problem with NAFTA is not with Canada. In fact, there's a very slight two-way trade deficit, I think, in America's favor, you know, I think $50 billion, which is chicken feed. On the other hand, there's a huge trade deficit with Mexico. You know, America buys far more from Mexico than it sells to Mexico. So the problem with NAFTA, basically, except for a little bit of tweaking here and there, is with Mexico, not with Canada. But that's what the prime minister, I think, is going to want to point out. And that's important. That's important for Canada's economic interests.
So, here's something. Go ahead, Paul.
So, I mean, if that's the top of the agenda, and if he sticks to it, that will be good. If he gets into immigration, unless he's prepared to change Canada's policy, and that would be good if he did, but that's going to be difficult territory. So, I think it's going to be a very interesting meeting.
Here's something that will warm your heart, Paul. A poll by the firm Main Street Research released this week found that over half of Canadians approve of President Trump's national security policy, compared to only 39% who approve of Justin Trudeau's. Similarly, the poll, a Canadian poll, found 53% of Canadian respondents supported Trump's approach to the economy, compared to 41% for Justin Trudeau.
Yes, I think a lot of Canadians are upset on both counts, and those who are you know, following the news know that we have virtually no security. We're bringing in the Syrians absolutely willy-nilly in late in the fall of 2015 and all of last year. You know, we're vetting them in a few weeks or maybe. A few weeks or maybe a couple of months, whereas the United States takes 2 years to vet somebody from the Middle East. You know, are we really that much more efficient? Well, no, we're that much more stupid. And a lot of Canadians are aware of that, and they're rightly scared by the terrorist actions that they've seen by radical Muslims in Europe and the United States and in Canada.
Well, and here are more on Trudeau and Trump. The highly anticipated Trudeau-Trump meeting is scheduled to take place on Monday, so we'll cover that tomorrow, folks. And Trudeau has a hefty schedule before him next week. The prime minister is also expected to travel to France and Germany and deliver an address to the European Parliament. Trudeau will also meet with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. And he says, they say Trudeau has yet to establish a concrete relationship with Trump and instead has used the president's policies to promote his own leftist agenda. Following, this is reported on Breitbart. That's why we're seeing terms like this. This is our media, folks. You wouldn't see an adjective like leftist in the lamestream press. Following President Trump's signing of an executive order limiting refugee flows from terror-prone nations, Trudeau posted on Twitter that Canada would take in those rejected by the United States. Trudeau's confrontational tweet did not, blah, blah, blah. I'm skipping that. So there you go. This is going to be interesting tomorrow.
Well, there's another concern in here. It's one thing to say, oh, we'll take anybody the Americans reject. The problem is, if we become known as the good time had by one and all, it's going to be difficult for Canadians to cross the border into the United States.
Yes. Yes.
James, Paul, we need the Nunavut solution. I think that all the illegals and all the northern in Canada and United States be given all the land they want in Nunavut.
Yeah. Well, the fact is we don't need any of these people in North America, you know, whether it's Canada or the United States.
We'll put them in Alaskan Yukon instead.
Yeah,
let's go to a the Nunavut solution. Let's go to if I'm pronouncing it right, Gaither or Gather in Oklahoma. Are you with us, Gaither?
Yeah, it's Gaither. I was gonna tell you a little story. This is real, and it might help you guys, give you a little hope. I live in a small little neighborhood in Oklahoma. Yeah, I'm not gonna give you the town, but. We had a Iraqi problem. They had a landlord, one of our Jewish slumlords, rented out to Iraqi. It looked like a million of them. But they were literally, they just couldn't conform. I mean, they were attacking the children, wouldn't let the children ride their bikes on the sidewalk. When people would drive by, they'd yell, "Your drones killed my brother-in-law," or whatever, or something, you know, and we didn't know what they were yelling. You can't understand them. And they were just aggressive, sitting on their porch, laughing, and drinking hams, which I don't know, is that a Muslim beer? I'm trying to figure that one out. And just not, you know, just couldn't handle the neighborhood. And we all, you know, and finally I'm the old guy. I'm the fart at the end of the block. So I walk up there, and I saw an older imam looking guy with a rag on his head, the tea towel, and he grabbed this little girl's bicycle by the handlebars and stopped her and told her, "You can't ride here." Well, I stopped my big ass up there and explain to them, "This is America, and children ride on the sidewalk, and you don't ever touch a child here, period. There's no negotiating." And so he went and got a restraining order against me, and they gave him one. This is no kidding.
Wow.
And so I get a hold of the neighborhood, and everybody, you know, the neighborhood's kind of split. We're all pretty much white, I mean, just straight up. And finally, the liberal people started noticing their children were being harassed, and they were getting spit on as they drove by. So then we had a little neighborhood party, and then what can we do about this? What we can do? Well, the oldest woman on our block, you know, she's 9 years old. She stood up there and said, "Well, where we come from, we just burn them out." Everybody just got quiet. Everybody just like, "Oh, we can't do that." And then somehow the school teacher got a hold of this, and she decided, yeah, that ain't a bad idea. And the women took charge. And this is no kidding. Somehow, while they were at church, or what do you call their indoctrination deal, evidently their fire code wasn't up to par, and the house caught on fire. And it was amazing, because no one called about the fire for 45 minutes. Then when the fire department showed up, I'll be damned if the damn fire hydrants were tack welded shut. I'm going to tell you what, I'm so proud of my neighborhood. Guess what? We do not have an Iraqi problem here no more. In fact, we're known as a crazy-ass white people on the hill. So, guess what? Leave us crazy-ass white people alone.
Well,
there you go.
That's a great story.
That's a
Gaither.
Great story.
And now, how did now you?
I don't condone violence, but I don't condone violence. You know, but I'm going to tell you what: it is time to take charge. They own the courts. We can't. And the Jewish landlord, we warned him. He's a slumlord. His name's Goldman. You know what I mean? And we told him, see, you know, we don't like telling anybody something. You know, we're not like that. These people are a rash on our entire neighborhood. And he told us, you better wake up because this is a new world. Well, guess what? Every time we walk by him now, we always sing, if you need a good neighbor, State Farm is there. It's crazy.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, so you guys, like I said, the light is coming on. There is people out here that are going to take care of business. We are not doomed, all right? All right, that's all I got. Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you,
Gaither.
Thank you.
Yeah, George, this is timed 5 p.m., but it says, this is according to USA Radio, that President George H.W. Bush has died, former president.
Oh, my.
Huh. Yeah. Well, we'll come back to that.
Yeah, well, I pass that on without comment. I just...
Well, thank you, Paul. He was
James.
He was,
the Gaither description there. There's going to be a lot more of that in the coming years. The other side's extremely violent.
Yes.
The only reason we're not violent is what Donald Trump is finding out now is our judiciary is against us. They're legislating from the bench, and we're still paralyzed mostly. Anti-hate crimes and all these other ridiculous garbage, they're starting to slowly fade away. Maybe too slowly, maybe quickly enough, but I'm ready to engage the enemy because they're sure as hell doing it to us.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that Gaither described that is surely a winner is that his neighborhood united. Even the liberals were getting offended by these Iraqis. And what they did, this is a guaranteed formula for success, folks. It doesn't need to involve any violence or any illegality at all. If the population unites against invaders, they will leave. You know, we will drive them out. If you know, the cold shoulder, all sorts of different things that are very legal, let these people know they're not welcome. You know, Mi casa is not su casa, and that will work. And I think that's what Donald Trump is leading. That's the movement he's leading, is that the American people all over, in every little town like that one in Oklahoma, they're going to start taking, they're going to unite. You don't need to take illegal actions.
Love it, James. Just a little bit of snarl from Donald Trump is working wonders. And if we have this snarl for a couple more years, and lots of people will not even attempt to come here, and hopefully a whole bunch of them that are here will go home. Because you know what? We don't want you.
And I've got a message here from Paul that Paul is going to have to leave in a few minutes. So, Paul, give us any date headlines or wrap-up that you wanted to give us before you have to go. Paul?
Ahoy, Paul. Did you mute your microphone, Mr. Paul?
Well, I've got a note here that Paul wrote 2 minutes ago that he'd have to leave in 10 minutes. So maybe he's already had to go. So we'll check for Paul. But that was thank you, Paul, for that headline that George Herbert Walker Bush has died. And he was clearly in very failing health recently. We've got a break coming up. We've got open lines at 800-313-9443. We'll see you after the break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We're back, folks, and we're heading into the last 40 minutes of our Sunday show here at the American Freedom Party Report. Good time to mention the American Freedom Party. We're a small political party. I mentioned, I think, this is just my thought from the peanut gallery, I think we in the nationalist movement that historically has been very small, and we got used to that. I don't know how small we've been. I don't know how many thousands of us are really involved, but it's surely a small number of people. Our conferences are attended by the same group of people. I'll be going to the American Renaissance Conference in August, I hope, and I know I'll see a bunch of my friends there who I've seen in previous conferences. It will not be a whole new cast of folks. So the question arises, some of the things, a whole bunch of the things nearest and dearest to our hearts have been realized by Donald Trump. He's taken these things from the realm of just dreams that we thought could never be realized into reality. And so I'm a big fan of figuring out, what did Donald Trump do? What is it that he did differently from what we've been doing for half a century or more, actually, that works so much better than what we've been doing? What approach has he taken that we maybe missed? So I think this is one of the things that I'm hoping this show will serve that purpose as one of its functions. And actually, we're doing it. As we talk about Trump and appreciate his work, we're actually having that effect. We're actually, in a way, holding a big seminar on Donald Trump's way, his mission and his message. So we're very much being affected by this extraordinary figure, the most extraordinary. I know I sound like I'm gushing, but I think that we are lucky to have before us the greatest figure in American history. I mean, that sounds like a big claim, but I think Donald Trump's more important than Thomas Jefferson.
And we're all in agreement. I mean, just think about if we were talking about day 20 of the Hillary Clinton presidency, we'd already be, preparing for concentration camps. The market would be at 7,000, and our lives would be a living hell already.
Yes. Yeah, reading this stuff from this Justin Trudeau fellow, that's the sort of person that we would have had in Hillary Clinton. And boy,
Paul was too nice about Justin Trudeau. For God's sake, he during the National Hockey League broadcast and the Hockey Night in Canada, they had all his advertisers for the Liberal Party. And there were no whites in any of the commercials, and they were flying a big rainbow flag in the back. I mean, there's nobody to the left of Justin Trudeau in North America. I hope he gets on with Donald Trump. Then I wouldn't give a poop if he didn't. Justin Trudeau. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Let's go to another caller here. I'm just looking at my lineup here. I think the next caller is David in Wisconsin.
Well, good afternoon. I've been listening to your broadcast for a while, and it's extremely compelling. I want to offer a couple of concerns I have. One is about the white organizing principle. And I certainly agree that it would be no comparison with someone like, as you mentioned before, like a Jeffrey Dahmer, just because he's white.
David, don't go anywhere. We'll come back to you right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's bad
back,
lines being drawn.
This is the American Freedom Party Report. I'm James Kelso. The show is live, and I was just checking on Paul Fromm. Mentioned that he thought he saw a headline that George H.W. Bush had died. I'm not seeing that online, so I don't know if Paul might have mistaken.
It is interesting. I found one strange website with it, but nothing on Yahoo, nothing on any of the major news organizations.
Yeah, so I don't see any indication that he has died. Just to clarify that, the and let me just see here. Have we got anybody with us on the phone? Joel in Wisconsin. Let's see. Let's go to Joel in Wisconsin. Joel, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, Joel.
Yeah, this is David. Yeah, you held me over there. Anyway, I was making a comment about the question of white organizing an organization and how wrong it would be to criticize people that organize under that principle to name Jeffrey Dahmer. That would be an absurdity. But I just finished a very interesting scholarly book named The Anglo-American Establishment, which is, in its essence was about, it had a lot to do with the British, the white British royalty making war against the white Afrikaner, South African, Dutch, and Huguenot population, the farmers. And so that's white against white. And I think until it's resolved that the white British royalty is not good, and that people that really did frame the Constitution for America did draw up a document that is superior to anything that was ever established by the British system and British royalty, as good as some of it was. And there certainly were high points and low points throughout that history. But
David, we are many of us are Brits in our ancestry, and in my own case, for example, so it's hard to be critical of our British cousins. In my own case, this sounds almost unbelievable, but it's true. Of all of the signers of the Magna Carta, all of them, I've forgotten the number, it's about 27, every one of the signers, including King John, who signed that on a meadow west of London on the Thames, every one of them is an ancestor or a cousin of mine, either a grandfather, an uncle, or a cousin, every single one of them. And so that's the kind of relationship that we have with Britain. Now, what you mentioned about the white-on-white war, of the Boer War, what a tragedy, what a classic example of the folly that we as white people have engaged in for centuries. Our American Civil War, the World Wars I and II, the Boer War, the 30 Years' War in Europe, war after war. Crazy, insane. I like the title Pat Buchanan used in his book on the Second World War. He entitled it The Unnecessary War. It was, in fact, a completely unnecessary war, as was the Boer War. There was no reason for the Brits in South Africa to go to war against the Boers. They had the exact same common interests. But go ahead, David. Continue with your thoughts.
They have a lot of common interest, but the ultimate factor is will white people in whatever nations we live in submit to a white royal person as the ultimate authority? And that's a huge question, and that question isn't resolved because there is yet a very wealthy, very powerful royal British family. As a matter of fact, I have done some research about it, and that research claims that the Queen of England, also known as Great Britain, is the largest landowner in the world. So that is an immense amount of power and authority, and that compared with people that want to be free from the feudal system that had developed and is still in place to a very large degree, is a very important concern among white people. And I'll move along, David, to my other... What?
Yeah, David, let's look at the overarching fact right now in Britain. The British people voted to leave the European Union, the Brexit vote. That is immense. It's the sort of... It's on the scale of the Donald Trump revolution. Nigel Farage has said that the Trump revolution is about three times as big as Brexit. But this, this is the great sign that our cousins in the United Kingdom, David, they've got their heads screwed on straight. And this vote to leave the European Union, this is an exit from the whole globalist, the European Union. It's not just, this is not just some treaty, folks, or some conference. The European Union is at the centerpiece of the globalist enterprise.
Oh, it's a huge development for self-determination. I couldn't agree with that more. But all right, there's
and the queen, David, the queen doesn't have any kind of say or influence on that matter at all. You know, the people of Britain couldn't care less what the queen thinks about Brexit. So the British people, in voting for Brexit, they have shown they are seizing. Regaining control of their nation, just as
which I think, is a great thing. But reflecting back to the immense amount of power and authority that comes with land ownership, cannot be easily dismissed. But one final point about this book, and I highly encourage it because this is a history of Cecil Rhodes and the people that came along behind him. But for example, on page 281, a man named Philip Kerr, who was promoted to Lord Lothian, blamed all the disasters of Europe on America's withdrawal from the League of Nations in 1920. Now, I don't accept that blame from the other side of the ocean for all of the disasters of Europe on behalf of America. I mean, I certainly don't have a large voice, but I am an American. So that, but that point being made, and I certainly appreciate all of your hard work, all of you people, your hard work, because I don't think anyone should be out fighting it out over issues that can be resolved in any other manner whatsoever. But and a final note is, I think the best thing anybody could do that is identifies among white people is to look at the most serious, fierce critics, and one of them spoke at Oxford Union, and if someone word searches Oxford Union, Tony Schwartz, he's the ghostwriter that wrote one of the book named The Art of the Deal. So looking at the critics of Donald Trump right now, I think is extremely important for several reasons, to find out how hard he's being criticized and what about, and whether there's any validity to any of that. So thank you very much for all your hard work, and I'll call in again sometime.
Thank you, David. Let's stay in Wisconsin, and I hope we still have him. Joel, are you there in Wisconsin? Come in, Joel.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, great. Okay. What's on your mind?
You asked the question, what did Donald Trump do that the rest of us haven't been doing, and how come it was successful for him? I would just want to pipe in on that. And I think the timing was right, and he brought up one of the elephants in the room, which was the immigration, and he did it on stage in the debates, which is totally taboo. And when I really liked when he told George Jeb Bush that your brother, you know, he didn't say your brother, he said they lied about the weapons of mass destruction. Things like that have never been in the debates. It turned the debates into something interesting to watch for a change. And then the media took him on and to hurt him, and he won all of that. And it just yes. turned into, rather than a boring old, same old, same old, nobody gets anything done, politics debates, he turned them into something interesting.
Yes, well said.
You have to be a billionaire to do that.
Yeah, well, the billionaire part I don't think is not crucial at all. I think Donald Trump would have succeeded if he'd not been a billionaire. And in fact, he did not spend much money on his campaign. Bernie Sanders spent more money on his campaign than Trump did. And Ben Carson, at one point, not at the end, but up to the primaries, Ben Carson spent more than Donald Trump. So it wasn't money. Donald Trump.
I agree with you there, but you have to have enough money to get into the debates.
Well,
so, have the American Freedom Party had a candidate, and he can't get into the debates.
Well,
right.
yes, but I think the key thing that Donald Trump did is that he looked at what, you know, I'll just, you know, say it right out, white America is concerned about. He looked at the issues that white America cares about, and he nailed them.
Yeah.
He took immigration, and he put that right up front, losing our jobs right up front. and make America great again. Let's look at that phrase, make America. This is part of his genius. There's a lot packed into that four words, make America great again. Well, one of the implications that every American, including white Americans, understood immediately when they heard that phrase is Donald Trump is looking back to an earlier America that he thinks was great.
Yep.
And George and I and Paul and all the rest of us who were there, we think it was great. Make America great again. Now, the liberals were flummoxed by this because their response was, wait a minute, America's greater now than it's ever been. What do you mean? That old racist, horrible America of the past, that's not great. But Donald Trump was saying, yes, it was great, and let's make it great again. So there's an awful lot in that phrase, make America great again.
Younger people and the liberals, they think it's great right now because they don't know any different. It was going in their direction. And young people just never lived long enough to see it when it was better.
Right.
So
they don't remember exactly. It depends on old guys like me and George and Paul and I don't know how old you are, Joel. But we have to point out to our younger countrymen that we remember a time when you're going to have a hard time, younger people, believing this. When I grew up in the Pacific Palisades, California, that's on the beach there between Santa Monica and Malibu, and I also lived in Santa Monica and Malibu, we didn't lock our door. We didn't have locks on our windows.
And the same with me, James, in 1967. The piece of ground I'm on right now was 100% white. We didn't lock any doors either.
My dad, I was able to swipe my dad's 190 SL Mercedes to take girls on a thrill ride because my dad left the key in the car.
Everybody did.
And
so they wouldn't lose them.
Hey, James and both of you here, it's empirical evidence. Donald Trump drew 15,000, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 every time he went to do one of his campaign things. We don't even need to argue about it. The Donald Trump message, it's all out there. And Donald Trump forever. Whoever comes after him, if you do exactly the same thing, you will have the entire white America at your beck and call.
Yes. And so,
well, in 8 years, America will be, I suspect, be different and be looking for better quality candidates than what they've seen up until before, right now.
Well, that's another thing.
They always had the same old, and he's going to point out that he's not the same old, same old.
Yes.
Okay,
we are going to have a phalanx of new candidates inspired by Donald Trump. You know, they're doing just what we're doing here on the show. They're trying to figure out, what did he do? How did Donald Trump do this? So all kinds of aspiring politicians, people who never thought of being a politician, they're looking at Donald Trump going, well, how do I do this locally? I'm thinking about it here in North Dakota. I'm thinking of running for office in North Dakota. And if I do, my platform will be, I'm going to box in the media by saying when they call for an interview, they say, well, what's your program and so on, and I'm not going to give them any room to maneuver. I'm going to say Donald Trump, two words, Donald Trump.
And there's up and comers, yeah, and you know that you would have a better chance now because of him. And there's up and comers like Jason Chaffetz and Trey Gowdy and guys like that that are trying to do the right thing and not getting anywhere. But where are they going to be in 4 or 8 years? You know, they could be
right. Well,
they're going to get further now, too.
Yeah, there'll be hundreds of new prosecutors and new judges appointed by Donald Trump. It's going to happen. His department heads, his secretaries, are going to clean out, drain the swamp in the State Department and Defense and every other department, Health and Human Services. Tom Price, by the way, was just confirmed as the Health and Human Services Secretary. They're going to drain that swamp and put their own people in there. And 8 years is a long time in which to do that. And then there'll be plenty of us. I'm really inspired. I was talking to somebody about running for office, and I thought, this is so simple. When they call you, the newspaper calls you, and they're trying to make their attack ad. I've run for Congress before, and I think I might run for like a state legislature. and they, you know, they make their attack ad on you. I'm not going to give. I'm not going to help them. I'm not going to make it easy. I mean, what's my platform? Donald Trump. Well, can you specify Donald Trump? That's my platform. Go to whitehouse.gov. Look on there. That's my platform right there. So go ahead and write your article.
I like it.
But now they're going to have to smear Donald Trump. You know, we interviewed Kelso, who's running for state representative in North Dakota, and he said his platform is, now I may run, I may be able to get on the ballot with the American Freedom Party, and I'll report back to you on that. They make it a little difficult in North Dakota, but I think I can get the American Freedom Party on the ballot. If not, I can go with the independent.
Or just say, make America great again.
Yeah,
that's
there you
a
go.
Good platform tip.
Okay.
Okay, I hear the
right
music.
Back. Okay, thanks, Joel. We'll see you all back in after the break.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Here some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
My thing.
I don't want no handout living.
Handout living. Don't want a part of anything they're given. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, folks, we're back here at the American Freedom Party Report. And I had some, you can always call me, folks. And I've had some great phone calls from people who said, boy, I love that Merle Haggard music. I listened to your show to hear the Merle Haggard music. My number is 701 here in North Dakota, 701. And 317-5317. And you can call me anytime. I really enjoy it when I get a call from anybody in the audience. So go ahead and call me. We've just got this one segment left. I don't think we have any callers left. Let me just check. The engineer will correct me if I'm wrong.
No, we done finished everybody, James.
We done finished the callers. And looking forward, we will see you again tomorrow night from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We will be covering the Justin Trudeau visit. There might be something, there might be a little gem out of that visit. Paul Fromm indicated to us that Justin Trudeau is going to be really trying to avoid getting in Donald Trump's face. One reason being that the United States has almost $600 billion a year trade with Canada.
Real quick, Justin Trudeau essentially is Barack Obama in Canada in a white man's body. So that's what Donald Trump's going to be dealing with.
Yeah, it's going to be funny. And so we'll see that. I think Benjamin Netanyahu, if my memory serves, I think he's coming into town in D.C. on Wednesday.
So that,
Bibi Netanyahu, so that will provide its own excitement. And the so we'll see you here again tomorrow night with all of that coverage here as Donald Trump.
Great show. Hats off to the engineer for patching us all together tonight in the absence of internet.
Yeah, now folks, please appreciate that. That what John Stadtmuller's Republic Broadcasting Network does every day for you is really wonders of engineering that make these shows happen. We've been on the air for, I don't know how long, 4 years, maybe more, with no mishaps. I mean, there have been mishaps at our end, but RBN keeps it together. And when I lost the internet here in my home in North Dakota, so the engineer had George and Paul there to take up the slack. So we'll see you tomorrow night. George, thank you so much. Go long for now.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit
heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.